Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Chol Daf Chof Chaf, and we're talking about a third of the way into the Amud at the two dots, as approximately 18 lines in with the word Vaharoitev. And today's Daf sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Memsar Bas Rebek Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Havin Oliyah. So Mishnah said Vaharoitev, the roitev of meat is mitzarif for the shear of Thomas Eichlin. So asking where my roitev, what is roitev? Amar Rava. So he says Shumna, it's the fat of the meat. Amar Lila Abai. So Abai asked him, who atzma yitama Thomas Eichlin? That itself is mitama Thomas Eichlin. Fat of meat is considered regular food, so it does make sense. The Mishnah is telling us it could join in for tziruf mashma that it's not mitama on its own. Of course, mitame on its own if it's fat. Hell, rather, what is roitev? Chelev de karish. It's congealed chelev. Now, it's not chelev in the classic sense, which means fat. It's referring to the liquid or juices that comes out of the meat. Usually during cooking, they're subsequently congealed. That's if you have a liquidy meat in the fridge, you take it out. There's that congealed liquid or fat on top of it, the schmaltz. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says roitev. When it's congealed and it's on the meat, it's mistafer Thomas Eichlin. So now we ask my iri de karish. Why do we have to say that it's congealed? Kiloi karish nami. Even if it's not congealed and it's in its liquid form, it should be considered food and be able to meet starif. Why is that? The says tzir shal gabe yerek, the liquids or the juices that are on vegetables or greens, mitzarif l'kaseves b'yom kippurim, those are mitzarif for the shear of a kaseves on Yom Kippur. We know that if a person eats a kaseves worth, that's a large date worth on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv, and even the liquid juices on top of the yerek are part of that shear. It should be the same thing when the schmaltz is liquid. It should also be mitzarif for Tumas Eichlim, not just when it's congealed. So the Mar answers no. Hasal mishum yisuvi daitahu. Over there, it's because of yisuvi daita on Yom Kippur, this sort of eating of shear of kaseves, because this is the amount that's miyashiv a person's das. It makes him feel content. And b'chaldehu mesvedaite, really with anything, even some liquid on the vegetables, that's going to help him feel settled and content. So that's why it's part of the shear of Isser of Yechila on Yom Kippur. Whereas halacha over here, mishum mitzarufehu, we're using the roitev as part of tziruf of Eichlin, and therefore ikarish mitzarif, ilaikarish lemitzarif. Only if it's congealed, it could be considered part of tziruf, because that's considered Eichlin. But if it's not congealed, it's not Eichlin, and it's not mitzarif. We can see the Mishnah that said about kefo or about kifo, asking where my kifo, what is this? That's mitzarif for the shear of Thomas Eichlin. So Rabbi, he says firma. It's talking about the firma, which is the tiny little shreds or pieces of meat that sink to the bottom of the pot when they're cooking. Those are mitzarif for Thomas Eichlin. And when I told him, who ats mitame Thomas Eichlin? It itself is mitame Thomas Eichlin. Little pieces of meat at the bottom of the pot are no different than the large pieces of meat that aren't at the bottom of the pot, and they're mitame Thomas Eichlin by themselves. Why are we saying that this is only good for tziruf? Elam Rav Papa, Rav Papa says differently. What exactly is the kefa? Tavlin is the spices in the pot, and you don't eat spices on their own, but they are mitzarif for Thomas Eichlin. Now the Gemara goes off on somewhat of a lengthy tangent discussing what we just mentioned prior, food that's liquefied or liquid that comes from a food, what the din is. So where it tells us Tanan Hasmi Mishnah over there, it's not really Mishnah, it's a Braisa. Then here's the first din. Hikbas Adam v'chaloi, oishe himchas achelev ugamahi. If a person took blood, which is usually liquid, and he congealed it through fire and he ate it, or he took chelev, which is fat, and he liquefied it and then swallowed it, chayv, he's chayv as if he drank regular blood or ate regular fat. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam hikbas Adam v'chaloi. It makes sense that if he had congealed blood and then he ate it, he would be chayv, kivin da akbe, since he had congealed it, achshuve achshuve, that means he gave it significance, so he's going to be chayav for that. Elahim chasa chaylev ugmai, but if he liquefied chaylev and swallowed it, why is he chayav for that? Achilu ksiva bay. The pasuk says there's an isser to eat chaylev. Falav achilahi. This is not achilu, this is drinking. When it says don't eat fat, so it means don't eat it. And if he drinks it because he liquefied it, that's not something he should be chayav for. So Amr Shlakish, Rakish explains, Amr Krah, the pasuk tells us nefesh. Namely, pasuk tells us, kikol oichel chaylev menabahema, sher yakri mena ishal hashem, venichrasa ha nefesh haicheles. And what does nefesh tell us? Lurabi Zeshai said, this is including somebody who drank chelev. How do we understand that? So nefesh can also mean something which is miyashiv daitei shel adam, it pleases or gratifies a person, and drinking is included in that. Now, where does this term come from? If you remember back in Chumash, Avram had told B'nai Ches when he began the discussions for the purchase of the Amar Samachpela, im yesh es nafshechem, if it pleases you. So that's the lashon of nefesh in the pasuk, something that pleases a person, and that includes even drinking. Now to member number two, tainami gabi chametz kai gavno, we have the same thing taught by chametz. Him cheu ugmai, if a person liquefied something and swallowed it, im chametzu, if it was chametz on his cars. We have cars for eating this on Pesach. Whereas in matzah, if he took matzah and liquefied it, ino demir tzibay dech vasu Pesach, a person is not going to be as chiv of eating matzah with this on Pesach. And eventually, in matzah, ino demir tzibay dech vasu Pesach, we understand if it's matzah, he's not yotzis chiv of eating matzah, because lechem oini amrachmana v'hai lav lechem oini hu. The Torah says you have to eat lechem oini, which is matzah, and this is not lechem, this is liquefied. It's a matzah drink. So he's not yotzis for eating matzah. Elim chametz hu anish kares, achiluk siv bay. But if he had liquefied chametz and drank it, he's going to receive chametz. Why? It says you're not allowed to eat chametz, and this is not eating chametz, it's drinking chametz. So Mishlakish Shlakish over here as well says, Amar Krah, the pasuk tells us nefesh. This is by eating chametz, it tells us that the nefesh is going to be nechrasa. L'rabbi Sashai says, including drinking as well. Now here's our third limud. So we have the same thing by the nevela of a kosher bird. We know that if a person eats a kosher bird, which is nevela, it had died without shechita, so when it goes into his beis abli, into his throat, it's metame him in the clothing that he's wearing. So what do we see about this? Him cheyu ba'ur, if he had liquefied this nevela of kosher bird in fire, tame, so now he's tameh when he swallows it. Whereas bechama, if you look what we find in the sun, tahar. Avavina, but we asked on this a chilik sevei. It says about nevel of oiv tahar, don't eat it. Didn't say anything about drinking it. So why would he be tameh? And so Amar Shlakish, he answers over here as well that Amar Kar, the pasuk says nefesh l'rabbi says hashoisa. This is including somebody who drank it. We further clarify this. That's really so. Bechama nami. So even if he liquefied it in the sun, it was a very hot day outside, and he liquefied this nevelas oiv tahar, he should be tameh when he drinks it. And the answer that no, bechama is sruchim misrach. When it gets liquefied by the sun, that makes it repulsive, and it's not roy for eating or drinking, therefore it's not going to be matame him. Further clarifying this, utsrichi, we have to have all three psukim. We have to have a pasuk by chelev, chametz, and nevela. And why is that? Well, because the ikaz rachmana chelev, if the pasuk only wrote chelev, chametz ayasimine, we can't learn chametz from it, shekin lo hislai shasa kosher. That's because chelev never had a shas kosher, it was never permitted to eat, whereas chametz was permitted to eat before Pesach, and nevela asimine, we can't learn nevela from it either, shekin anush karis, because one gets karis for eating chelev as opposed to nevela, and so therefore chelev would be more chamer than these two things. And because rachmana chametz, if the Torah only wrote this by chametz, chelev lo asimine, we can't learn chelev from it, shekin lo huter mechalai. That's because there's no general heter by chametz, as opposed to by chelev that we're going to see there is. And nevela asimine, we can't learn nevela from chametz either, shekin anush karis, because chametz as well, if a person eats it on Pesach, he's chayev karis, as opposed to nevela. And because rachmana ben nevela, if the Torah only wrote this by nevela, so anachlay asimina, the others, chelev and chametz can't be learned from it, shekin metame, because it's metame, meaning nevela is metame, as opposed to chametz and chelev, which are not. So we continue, fine. Chada mechada loy asio. We can't learn one from one. So tesi chada mitarti. Let's learn one of these from the other two. That's more hey tesi. So which one are going to be learning from two? Loy lech derechmanu ben nevela v'tesi mehanach. You don't want the Torah to write the pasuk by nevela and learn from the other two, chelev and chametz. I'll tell you that can't be done because ma'al hanach shekin anish kares. These chelev and chametz come along with the punishment of kares as opposed to nevela. And loy lech derechmanu b'chametz v'tesi mehanach. Do you want to say that the pasuk shouldn't be written by chametz and we can learn it from chelev and nevela? Well, I'll tell you that ma'al hanach shekin lo haislan shas kosher. Chelev and nevela never had a shas kosher as opposed to chametz, which did have a shas kosher before Pesach. It had a shas kosher. And so loy lech derechmanu b'chelev. You want to say that the Torah shouldn't have written chelev v'tesi mehanach and we should learn from nevela and chametz? Well, ma'al hanach shekin lo haislan mechalon. These two nevela and chametz, there's never a heter for their iser. In other words, nevela is always aser and chametz is always aser. But tamer b'chelev, you can say the same applies to chelev shahotar mechalai. It does have some sort of heter for its iser. Now we further clarify. What does that mean that there's a heter of chelev? Umayni hu, what's that referring to? Even if you want to say the chelev behema legvaya, the chelev behema is mutter legvaya, which means we put chelev behema on the mizbeach and we burn it. And the chiddush in that is that usually we only burn things on the mizbeach that are allowed to be eaten by people. And even though chelev is not allowed to be eaten, still we see that it's part of the mizbeach. So maybe that's what it means heter mechalai. Well, that's not a good example because nevela nami yishtarai malikas eif legvaya. By nevela as well, we have a heter that's malika of a bird. We know that there's two bird karbanos, achatas oif and oilas oif, and we don't shech them with a knife, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta. Rather, malika is done with them, and for all intents and purposes, malika makes it into nevela, because that's cutting it from the back of the neck, not from the front, and nonetheless, by oilas oif, we're going to put that on the mizbeach, so chelev isn't unique in this regard, because nevela has the same thing. I'll rather you want to say, chelev chayil hedyot, the chelev of a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, that's actually permitted to be eaten by a regular person, and that's why chelev is unique, while nevela namish, to malika the chata sa'if l'kayhanim. Nevela also has something like this. Malika's chata sa'if is mutter for kayhanim. We know that chata sa'if, a bird chatas, has malika done to it. So again, it's like nevela, and it's not put on the mizbeach, it's eaten by the kayhanim. So here we see how chelev and nevela are compared. So Gemara says, no, la'aylam chelev chayil hadyait. Really, the reason why chelev is unique, and we say that hotar mechlalai, is because the chelev of a chay, of a non domesticated animal, is allowed to be eaten by a regular person. Udakakashal chakayhanim, and that which you had just asked, yeah, but what about the kayhanim by chata sa'if? The response to that is, kayhanim shalchan gavaya kazachu. The kayhanim, when they're eating chata sa'if, that's coming mishulchan gavaya, it's coming from on high. They're eating this carbon, they're not considered like hedyotis, in a way they're considered like they're eating in the king's house, if you will. That's mishulchan gavaya, and that has nothing to do with hedyot, and therefore chelev is unique. We're not able to learn it from nevela and chametz. That's why we have to have three separate psukim, chelev, chametz, and nevela, each one individually telling us the same thing, that even when it's liquefied and one drinks it, they're going to be chayiv as if they ate it. We can be discussing this, asking more of a hadatanya, what about the following braisa? When the pasuk by shrutzim tells us, hatameyim, the ones that are tamei, and there's an extra hay over here, I could just say, tameyim, these are the ones that are tamei. Why the extra hay? So we learn from here, la'asar tziron v'roitvan v'kifa shalahen, that even the brine, the juice, and the kefa of shrutzim are just as asar as the shartz itself. Lamali, why do I need that pasuk? Ligmar mehani, why not learn from these? Meaning, why not learn from chelev, chametz, and nevela? What do we have to have a special pasuk for? And the answer is, no, tzrichi, it's still necessary. D, like kas rachmana, if the pasuk wouldn't have said this by sharetz, and we would have learned it from chelev, chametz, and nevela, hava mina would think, da'il b'amina din lias k'nidon, it would be sufficient, meaning we'd be limited, that it's sufficient to that which is coming from a limud to be just like the thing that's being learned from. And we just had this term a short time ago, which means that when we're learning A from B, A can't be any more chamer than B, it would have to be just like B. And therefore, therefore, we'd have to say that ma hasam, just like over there, by chelu chametz nevela ad ikke kezayis, there's only an isra or chiyav when a person eats or drinks a kezayis. While vachanami ad ikke kezayis, so over here by sheretz, it would only be if there's a size of a zayis, and we know that's not true. A sheretz has been tame even when it's less than a zayis, when it's the size of an adasha. That's why we need a special pasuk for sheretz. Kof chafon based on a topic market is asking v'lichter rechmona b'shratzim v'leisu hanichuli ruminayu. So want to flip it around. The pasuk should only say this by shratzim. The liquid that comes from them is just like them. I'll learn the other ones, chelev, chametz, and nevela, from them. And the answer is that no, mishum de ikel mifrech, that's because we could always ask the following question, ma'al shratzim shekein tumasa m'mashu. Toma of shratzim is b'mashu, which is really ka'adasha, even the size of a lentil, as opposed to them, they need a kezayis. So that's why we need these four psukim, chelev, chametz, nevela, and sheretz. Ask the Gemara of Ahaditanya, what about the following braisa? Ha'tevel, v'ha'chadosh, v'ha'hektish, v'ha'shvias, v'ha'kilayim. When we have tevel, which is produce that wasn't trumad yet, chadosh is brand new grain before the carbon iron was brought on the second day of Pesach, hektish is something that person was makdish. Shvius is produce that grows on Shemitah, and Kilaim is produce that's forbidden mixtures. It wasn't allowed to be planted or grown together. So cool, in regards to all these things, mashkin ayotzin mehen, any liquid that comes from them, kimaisan, is just like them. So for example, we're talking about tevel, that could be talking about wine or oil. When we say chadash, which we know only applies to grain, so that would be beer made from the grain that's chadash. When we say shvius, for example, that could be referring to other juices that come from shvius produce, such as orange juice that is kedusha shvius. So these liquids, these juices that come from them, have their same din. I mean, Alan, how do we know that? If you want to say that we learn it from these, from chelev, chametz, and nevela, I'll tell you that we can't necessarily do that because ma'alahanach shekein isra ba me'elav, all these, chelev, chametz, and nevela, that's an isra that comes on its own. It's not like a person made it usr. The moment it became Pesach, chametz is usr. The animal's chelev is automatically usr, and nevela, when it dies, it automatically becomes usr. Now we further clarify, tenach, hechad isra ba me'elav. This would be an okay limud regarding things that the isra comes on its own. For example, tevel, chadash, shvias, and kelayim, that's an isra that comes on its own, so we technically would be able to learn those from chelev chametz nevela. B'heichad alav isra ba me'elav menolan. When the isra does not come on its own, that's specifically regarding hektish, that doesn't just come by itself. You make something hektish and only then it's asr. So menolan, how do we know that the liquids that come from hektish have the same din of the hektish itself? And the answer is gamrinu bikurim, we learn from bikurim. Okay, so bikurim gufayim menolan. How do we know it applies to bikurim? And the answer is the Tanya Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi teaches as follows. The pasuk says pri, namely velkachta me'reishis kol pri ha'adama. You should bring from the fruit of your land as bikurim. What do we learn from here? Priatamevi viatamevi mashke. You're only allowed to bring pri. You're allowed to bring the fruit, but you're not allowed to bring liquid. You're not allowed to bring juice. But let's say hevi anavim drachan minayin. The person brought grapes as bikurim, and then he ended up stepping on them, squishing them, making them into wine. How do we know that he's yaitzis din of bikurim? Tamalim, because the pasuk says tavi. It's an extra word. It could have just said asher me'artzacha, that which is from your land. Why is it asher tavi me'artzacha? That tells you even if you bring juice, it's an iser bikurim. And again, bikurim and hektish are the same thing. Both of them are an iser that's not bame elav. You have to designate something as hektish. You designate the fruit as bikurim. Therefore, we can learn hektish from bikurim. Ask the Gemara, ikla mifrach, we could always ask, ma'al bikurim shekein tu'unin kriya v'anacha. Bikurim are unique because they require kriya and hanacha. A person has to read a whole bunch of psukim regarding bikurim when he brings them to the Beis HaMikdash, and he also has to place them near the Mizbeach. There's a whole procedure, so maybe you can't learn hektish from bikurim. Al rather, the Gemara says, yurai garam mi truma. We learn hektish from truma. For the clarification, utruma gufa menolan, how do we know truma itself? The liquids that come from truma are considered truma, and that's because this is the bikurim. Truma is compared to bikurim. The Amar Mayru stated, the pasuk says, utrumas yadecha, and the truma of your hands is referring to certain things that have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It says trumas yadecha. Now it cannot be referring to truma because truma doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's rather eilu bikurim. This is talking about bikurim as a truma is compared to bikurim and hektish is compared to truma. Memel, we know this din by hektish. Ask Gemara, how could you compare hektish to truma? Malu truma shekein chayv olam misa b'chaimesh. Truma is more chamer than hektish because of a zar, a non-kain eats it. He's chayv misa b'dei shemaim if he does it on purpose, and if he does it by mistake b'shaygig, he has to add on a chaimesh, an extra fifth besides for the base payment of what he ate, and that doesn't apply by hektish. Gemara says right. Elagar mitravayu mitruma ubikurim. Hektish is learned from truma and bikurim together. Ask more, how can you do that? Mala truma bikurim shekein chayv olam misa b'chaimesh. Both truma and bikurim have this chomra that a person's chayv misa b'dei shemaim or chaimesh if he eats them b'shaygig. So you still can't learn hektish from truma and bikurim together. Ela rather, says the Gemara, asi mitruma v'chad mehanoch oim bikurim v'chad mehanoch. Hektish is learned from truma and one of these, meaning from nevela or chelev, or from bikurim and one of those. And if you're going to ask on either truma or bikurim, yeah, you can't learn hektish from here because they're very chomra. One's chayv misa b'chaimesh as opposed to hektish. So then we'll just go to the other one, let's say nevela, the one's not chayv misa or chaimesh. Nonetheless, the juice or liquid that comes from it is just like it has the same din. Mimela, we're able to learn hektish as well. We continue discussing this din. Vahadina, what about the following mishnah? Dvash tamarim, date honey, v'yein tapuchim, and apple wine. This might be referring to apple cider, v'chaimetz esvaniyos, and this type of vinegar, which is basically made from grapes that are very bitter and that will never fully mature and ripen, so they just made vinegar out of it. Usharmine perishal truma, and all other types of fruits of truma, which means any juices that come from truma produce, besides besides for wine and oil, so Reb Elazar mechayev karen v'chaimesh. Reb Elazar is mechayev a person karen v'chaimesh if he drinks these juices b'shaygeg. Clearly, that's because Reb Elazar holds these juices are like truma itself. Whereas Reb Shua Pater is a person karen v'chaimesh if he drinks these juices. So the question is, my pligi, what are they arguing in? Based off of our limud in the previous stage of the Gemara, the truma and bikurim are the same. So then, why is there a machlokes here regarding other liquids besides for wine and oil? As we mentioned, there shouldn't be a machlokes if liquids that come from bikurim are exactly like the bikurim. So liquids that come from truma are exactly like truma, and there shouldn't be machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. And the answer is, this is different. B'dain mino mino, b'dain mino v'aki ba'asar kemiflagi. Their argument is in this. Now, what are these words that we just read? So we know that with a classic limud, when we're learning A from B, either by way of hekesh or binyan av, so there's two ways to do it. B'dain mino umino means that we're learning from it and it. In other words, we're learning one main din from B to A, but once we're comparing B and A, we say, you know what? Everything from B is applied to A. That's din mina, umina. We're learning a din from B and also applying other things from B to A. Whereas din mina of Akiba Asra is that no, we're only learning our target din from B, but all other things that apply to B don't apply to A, just that one din. And that's what the argument is. Reb Elazar, so Reb Elazar holds din mina, umina. So how's that applied over here? Ma bikurim, mashkin yitzim hen kemaisan, af truma Manami, mashkin yetzim hen kemaisan. Just like by bikurim, liquid that comes from them is just like them as a din of bikurim, so too truma, any liquids that come from them is just like them. That's the base din, and umina, here's the second part, the daimina umina. What's the umina? Ma bikurim, afilu shar minim. Just like bikurim, this din of liquids being like the bikurim applies to other minim as well, because we know that bikurim is seven minim, not just grapes and olives, which make wine and oil, but it's also dates and figs and pomegranates. So all those juices have that din. Trumanami, so to truma, afilu sharminin. Even other minim of truma have this din, not just wine and oil of truma, which is for sure, because that's the chiv dairis of truma, but also other things, like the ones we mentioned at the beginning of the discussion. If we have apples of truma and one turn those into apple cider, that also has the din 100% of truma. So Yeshua Savar, he holds din mina. Yes, we do have that first stage, that ma bikurim, mashkin yetzim and kamaisan, af truma, mashkin yetzim and kamaisan, that just like bikurim, the liquids that come from them is the same thing, so to truma, liquids that come from them have that din. And now here's where he differs, va'iki ba'asra, we keep it in its place. And that tells us that ma mashkin de kachim betruma tirush v'yitzar in midi achrin aloi. Just like when we're talking about liquids that have kedushas truma, and it's not necessarily referring to the liquids itself, it's referring to the core thing, namely grapes and olives. So that has a din of truma d'iraisob, and other things do not. Af mashkin yitzin mehen kemaisan. So too, the liquids that come from them have that same din, tirush v'yitzar in midi achrin aloi, and it only applies to tirush and yitzar, to wine and oil, and not to anything else. And that's again because the Torah tells us very clearly that what's truma taken from? Tirush and yitzar, wine and oil. So that's the only liquid by truma that has a din of truma, but other liquids don't have a din of truma. We continue this going on to yet another stage. V'hadinan, what about the following Mishnah? One is allowed to bring bikurim as liquid except for that which comes from olives and grapes, meaning oil and wine. Money, who is this according to? Must be Rabbi Yeshua. He is according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar who said that we learn from it and leave it in its place, meaning we learn truma from bikurim, but also limiting that just to one din. Truma still retains that chumrah, that his din only applies to wine and oil and nothing else. And now here's an added chiddush, v'gamar luhu lebikurim mitruma. Now we turn the whole thing around, we flip it around, and we learn bikurim from truma. Since we're learning one from the other, that in essence tells us that truma and bikurim have the same din, so we're learning truma from bikurim, and then we turn that din around, and we throw it back onto bikurim, and that tells us that even bikurim itself, the only liquids that could be considered bikurim are wine and oil and nothing else. And one more discussion about this, now what about the following? A person is not going to get malchus for drinking arla juices except for wine and oil. We know that arla is the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree. They're completely usher to eat and even benefit from. So if a person drinks arla juices, the only thing he's going to be chayv malchus for is if it's oil or wine. Mani, who is this? Rabbi Yeshua. It's also Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar Daiminav Akib Asra. He holds this din. And Vagamalhu Libikurim Mitruma. As we just said in the previous stage in the Gemara, he takes his din from Truma and applies it to Bikurim as well. And then Kuf Chafal from Ralph on the top, Vahadar Maisila Arla, pre mi Bikurim. He now is able to compare Bikurim and Arla because it says pre by both of them. And just like Bikurim was learned from Truma, that the only liquids that have the din of Bikurim are wine and oil, that can be applied to Arla as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.